on.
You have to get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Woo! Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
I look like a baboon, okay?
Preteen Mel.
Be quiet, penguin.
And Big Rossi.
She's looking like an emperor penguin, isn't it?
Who's an emperor penguin?
You.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are y'all ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3.
Good morning. Big Rossi here, Pretty Malik in as well. How are you, Pretty Malik?
I am doing well. Chris Fade is off for the week. He will be back on Sunday. So just Rossi and I, Phone Guy Eddie and New Girl Nala in for the week. Yep. How was the last 24 hours for you, Rossi?
Last 24 hours was okay. I had to leave my house because my kids were annoying me that much. I'm sorry to say.
You know,
they were out of control. They were stuck in the house all day.
So what did you do?
And basically I just had to go out and have a breather because they were...
Oh, you mean alone? You had to get out alone.
I just went out. Yeah, I went for a drive, went and bought some hair dye.
As you do.
Yeah, it was great. How's Phone Guy Eddie over there? You all right, Eddie?
I'm doing good, brother, doing good.
How was the show yesterday that you did for Sheena?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like really anxious when it came to the competition.
No.
At home in Dubai.
Yeah, the big one, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, am I going to give it away today?
No. A two-bedroom villa up for grabs.
Exactly. After 8, we're going to figure out who those celebrity mystery voices are. You know, I woke up this morning, and I hate when this happens. When you wake up before your alarm.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you're up. Like, there's no... tell your body to go back to sleep and like you have an extra, 20 minutes? Like you have 20 minutes, just sleep. Nope.
They usually say that when you wake up, you know, like the first time, that's what you're meant to do. I always snooze. I'm a snoozer.
I always snooze.
You're a snoozer
please,
as well.
Please, yes.
But you're the first here. You're here at like 4 o'clock at least.
So the thing that I do is my first alarm is to go and turn the heater on for the shower.
Right.
So I go in like my closed eye, one eye open, sleep, walk.
Yeah.
Turn the heater on, go back to bed for about 10 minutes, and then I wake up and I go.
Jeff doesn't wake you up and get you up and make you breakfast or anything like that?
No, who eats breakfast at like 3:45? That's just way too early.
Is he riding his bike again this morning?
Yes.
Every day he does his little bike ride, right?
If you see a random person that may look a little bit like my husband, that is him riding his bike along Beach Road. Please don't run him over.
Oh, don't say that. Has he got his helmet on?
Yes, of course. Helmet on. He's got like the... What's that?
High visibility?
That thing, the green thing, the best thing.
Like a high vis, call it. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got all the gear on and he's ready to go. He was like cleaning his bike last night. He's turned into one of those bike people.
I just hope he hasn't got the tight lycra shorts on, has he?
You know what? I'm not kidding.
Don't say it.
So we had to go get his bike repaired and we went to the bike shop. And he was like, oh, let me go look at the
Wolfie's. Yeah.
Amazing,
famous
bike
shop.
Wolfie's is so good. Love. Yeah. Shout out, Wolfie. Good morning.
Hi, Wolfie.
I know he'll be up riding right now. So he went into the section where they have the clothes and he was looking at the shorts. He's like, oh, these shorts, they must be comfortable. And I looked at him and I said, if you buy that pair of shorts, I am taking that bike and putting it in the dumpster. There's no chance you're wearing those shorts.
Oh, dear me. Tight lycra shorts.
Not happening in the household. Anyways.
Big no-no.
Big show lined up once again. As we said, of course, At Home in Dubai returns. You're another chance for you to guess at 8. Pop Quiz returns at 7:10. We've got a prank phone call for you this hour as well.
It involves Kanye West. We were just talking about Jeff there. He's out and about on his bike. He is every morning, right, Pretty?
Yep, that's my husband. He is now one of those bicycle people.
He is. He's a bike man.
He's a
cyclist.
He's a cyclist. That's the term.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of it. Yeah.
Apparently, he's been listening to the show.
Oh, no.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Rossi.
Listen to this bright and sunny.
He's just always happy. Jeff, you're always happy. Does he ever get moody, Pretty?
Yes, all the time.
Does he?
Yes.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Rossi.
Woo! Well, you're mid-cycle right now, are you?
Yes, I am.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm by the Dubai Canal.
Oh.
I'm heading back to Beach Road right now.
Are you going round the canal or on Jumeirah Beach Road?
Yeah. I go from Beach Road until Sheikh Zayed and back.
Okay, good. Big question is, Jeff, have you got the cycling shorts on? Tight shorts.
You know, I don't have them right now because Pretty didn't let me get them.
Yeah.
But I swear, when it comes to biking, it's all about when it comes to biking, it's all about comfort.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to get it.
No, you're not.
Yes, you
are. You're not going to get those shorts.
Come on, Jeffy.
No.
Get the shorts, Jeff. Pretty will like it, honestly, when she sees you in those bad boys. Do it, Jeff. Yeah. Don't listen to Pretty. You've got a great figure. You've
I've got a great figure.
You've come on. You've lost so much weight in the last couple of months. All this cycling. You look fantastic. So, you know, don't listen to Pretty. Just do it, man. Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Good yes.
You, Rossi. I'm going
to
do it.
Do it, mate. Well, listen, have a good cycle. Be safe.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Make something yummy for lunch, please. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aww. He's lovely, isn't he?
Look at him. Just out for a bike ride.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
Pretty Malik, what's going on?
So Lady Gaga has been sharing behind-the-scenes footage of her music video with Ariana Grande for Rain On Me. It's actually pretty cool. She's been sharing it on her Instagram if you want to check that out. And now it's been revealed that while rehearsing, they were doing dance rehearsals, Lady Gaga accidentally scratched Ariana's eye with her nail while they were dancing. And her nails are like
That's why.
Super long and sharp. But Ariana's reaction is priceless. Have a listen to this.
Richard, I shanked her with my nail by accident dancing.
What happened?
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. As an honor, I hope it scars. So stop.
Love that.
She wanted it to scar, and there was a moment where Lady Gaga got some like medicine or something to help it heal. And Ariana refused. She like ran away. She's like, no, I need it to scar. Lady Gaga, scratch me. This is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Lady Gaga, I love her.
Yep. Moving on to another injury. Simon Cowell recovering from a 6-hour surgery in a hospital right now after breaking his back from a bike fall. He fell from his electric bike while testing it in his courtyard in his home. A spokesperson for Simon issued a statement saying, quote, he's doing fine. He's under observation and is in the best possible hands. Now, some reports claim he's had to have a metal rod put into his back after suffering several breaks in his back.
Oh, my gosh.
That is scary stuff, dude.
I mean, because, like, there's different ways, I think, that you can break your back, isn't there?
Yeah,
you,
like so many ways, yeah, right? Yeah,
because you hurt yourself, didn't you? But it was more of the tailbone.
My tailbone, I fractured. I had like a tiny little fracture in my tailbone.
And you had to sit on like a donut for like months, wasn't it?
It's the worst.
Not an actual donut, but like a cushion.
Like a cushion.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of those things that you can't put a cast on your back. Yeah. You can't do anything. You just have to kind of wait until it heals. I mean, he is 60, so it's not like he's young.
He looks great, though, doesn't he?
He does look so fit.
Get well soon.
And finally, Selena Gomez is making her return to television. This is pretty amazing. She's going to be starring alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in a comedy series for Hulu. It's called Only Murders in the Building. It revolves around three strangers who share an obsession with true crime. And they suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one. In addition to co-starring, Selena's going to be executive producing alongside Steve and Martin as well. Now, this is pretty cool because they've got a great team.
Mm.
They've got the Martin and John Hoffman, who are behind Grace and Frankie. They're going to be creating and writing it. And This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman will also be producing. So you know it's going to be a good show. We don't know the release date yet.
I've heard you talk about This Is Us.
So good.
Yeah.
So,
and she's obviously done the producing work before with 13 Reasons Why,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So she knows what to do.
Can you get Hulu here?
You can't, but a lot of the shows are available on OSN.
Okay.
So you can find, I'm sure it'll be available on that.
There you go. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries. We're getting into a Chris's Cranks right now. This is a classic prank phone call. This is pretty funny. Kanye West, of course, in and out of the news. He's back in the U.S. now, still trying to win that race for presidency. He's asking for support, asking for donations.
Yep.
So we thought, why not get into this? What would it be like to try to check Kanye West into a hotel as his assistant? This is what happens.
It's time to do Chris's Cranks.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Tale of Emirates Market Dubai. How may I assist you?
Yes. Good morning. Hi, this is Cecil Frankelotten. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, sir?
Good. We're just stopping around for some hotels, and I just want to ask a few inquiries about some of the, I guess, features of your hotels and if you can meet the demands of my clients.
Certainly. Tell me. Maybe I can assist you.
The first one is just, I think there's some that you'll have. Of course, like slippers. You've got slippers?
Yes, in all the rooms.
What color are the slippers?
they are white.
White slippers, okay. If there was a possibility that we wanted the room to have balloons, pink balloons across it, would that be possible?
Yes, that would be possible. Our guest relations department would assist him.
Do you know who Jay-Z is?
Yes.
Jay-Z, the rapper. If we were to provide large pictures of Jay-Z, would you be able to put them across the hotel room?
No problem at all.
Is there a hallway? Do you have hallways into the rooms? What I'm getting at here is I need the hallway lights to be flashing.
That would probably be possible. We cannot do this do anything to disturb the other guests.
How large is your swimming pool?
The swimming pool is 25 meters, if I'm not mistaken.
Would it fit a mid-size elephant?
An elephant?
Yes, it's got an array of animals and...
I don't think we could fit an elephant in the swimming pool, sir.
Could we try to push it, maybe? He is a VIP.
I understand he's a VIP, sir, but putting a wild animal in the swimming pool that our guests, they go into...
He considers Ellie a friend. He rubs its trunk before he goes to bed. He's got these rituals that he does, so...
Yes.
Yeah, so this is... My job solely is to call up hotels, and I have such a hard time trying to meet the demands.
To find out hotels that
you have no idea. You have no idea.
No, but...
Do the doors open inwards, outwards, or like through the door? Do you know what I mean?
Inward.
So you put your hand on the handle, and you will bring it towards you.
If you're inside the room, yes.
Could we unscrew them and put them on the other side so the door would go outwards when you're inside the room?
Okay, yeah. The doors, I confess that I never had this request for engineering, but maybe we can change the door so that they are open outwards instead of inwards.
That's amazing. I'm just so happy that you're even considering these demands. You're amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
We will see what we can do.
Listen, you have a Charlie good old morning, and you remain happy and positive in life, and hopefully I'll be in touch soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks. If you need anything, just give us a call.
No, my name's Cecil Forkalot, so thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Cecil, have a nice day.
Thank you. Oh, you got birds, so you've got animals there. I hear them.
It's an alarm, actually.
Oh, it sounds like a birdie.
Yes.
Okay, take care.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Chris back Sunday morning. He's having a little vacation. I had a fight with Liz yesterday.
About?
She wouldn't shave my back.
So you fought about it.
Look how hairy I am. Just got hair all over me.
You are a hairy man. It's unusual.
I always get into a fight with her about it. I'm just like, please, we're going out to the swim pools. I need you to do my back. I can't do my back myself.
Okay, just breathe. Why does she say no?
She just doesn't like doing it. I don't know why, if it disgusts her or what.
It is a bit disgusting.
I know, but she just needs to step up and do it.
But is that the only reason
Last time I had to get the children to do it.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. They're getting older. Train them up to do it.
I know. Pay them to do it. But yeah, so hopefully she'll do it later on because I'm going to go to the swimming pool maybe later on. So
why are you so hairy?
Scottish, half Scottish, aren't I?
So. Are Scottish people hairy? Is that what you're saying?
No, let's move on.
Hollywood. Stars.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
What's going on, Pretty?
So this is kind of scary. YouTube star Nikki, a.k.a. Nikki Tutorials, and her fiancé were robbed at gunpoint in their home in the Netherlands. She released a statement about the incident, which happened on Saturday, saying, "Earlier today, one of my biggest nightmares became reality when we got robbed under gunpoint at our own home. Dylan and myself got attacked, but physically we're okay. Mentally, it's a whole other story. It's unclear at the moment what was taken from the home, but police... caught three suspects fleeing the scene, one of them looking injured, so we're not sure what exactly went down.
They caught them, or?
No, they saw them like
on CCTV or something, yeah.
So that's scary.
Very scary, imagine that.
In the Netherlands.
I know.
I feel like that doesn't happen.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just my perception, but I just feel like that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This is really cool for Lizzo. She is definitely making the big bucks because she's developing a TV series for Amazon Prime now.
Nice.
The premise of the show and casting details have not been announced yet. She said, "I'm so excited to partner with the amazing team at Amazon. Thank you to the head of Amazon Studios, Jen, and the rest of the team for making this dream come true. I can't wait to get started and share my vision with the world. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I'm sure it's going to have an amazing cast. And obviously, I think due to the pandemic, they're probably not going to start production on anything anytime soon."
Looking forward to that, Lizzo on Amazon Prime.
And finally, okay, so yesterday we were talking about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's new music video for their single WAP. and it has all these different cameos. One of the cameos is done by Kylie Jenner. I mean, it looks pretty cool. They've been doing a lot of promo around it. Many praised the look. They said it's really, really cool to see Kylie Jenner in it, but a lot of other fans are super upset. They're so upset with Kylie's appearance in the music video that they've created a petition to have her removed from the video altogether. Mm. The petition has received well over 60,000 signatures already. Several fans pointed out that Kylie unfollowed Megan after she was shot in the foot recently. Mm. And she's like, she doesn't support Megan. Why is she in there? Cardi seemed to address the drama on Twitter without specifically naming Kylie, saying that the fact that these women made time in their schedules means a lot to her. It was so important to me to include different women that are different races and come from different backgrounds but are so powerful and influential. So I don't think they're going to get rid of Kylie.
But I just feel like the people who started the petition need to get out and stop being in lockdown because they're obviously bored to do this.
I mean, there are plenty of other things to start a petition about.
Like, learn another language or...
I know. And it's like, what difference? The video is out already. Like, I don't understand what good this will do taking her out of it.
I know.
It's only going to create more hype for her.
Is this the same video about the Carole Baskin thing?
Yeah.
Because she was upset.
Yeah, she was upset as well. But you know what? They're killing it right now. I think it's like number one on all the streaming platforms.
Really?
So they're doing okay.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Exactly.
I haven't heard off the boys, the Chainsmokers, you know, because obviously Duvet, mine and Chris's band, we teamed up with them a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's not true.
You haven't heard from Andrew and Dave for a while. I miss those guys.
Andrew? Is it Andrew?
It's...
Is it Alex?
Alex and Dave.
What? Dave. Drew? It's Drew.
Anyway, I haven't heard from the boys for a while, Duvet.
Guys did not collaborate on anything.
We did. We've got a photo at Red Fest with them.
Yeah, so do I. Doesn't mean I collaborated on a song with them.
We did a song together. I've got it here. If you want to hear it.
Play it.
This is it. This is Drew, Dave and Alex and the Chainsmokers and Duvet. Our song called Honest. It's great. Have a listen to this. It's really, really good. It's a musical masterpiece.
It's 5 a.m. and we're on the radio. We're supposed to talk and that, but we can't even speak at all. We went out last night, then laid home. We got 3 hours of sleep, and now we're on the radio. Now we're not gonna tell you that we're over it, 'cause we had a week off in October, and we know we'll keep our feelings to ourselves, even though we feel like hell. But we'll always get to work on time. We're being honest. We're just being honest. We're not allowed to be honest. So we're being honest.
I've actually got to stop it there because we're only allowed to play 30 seconds. If we play more of
Why?
It, we'll get in.
I thought you were friends.
Let's move on. What are we talking about, Pri?
So yesterday was a weird day for me. It was one of those days where, I'm going to be honest here, I had terrible cramps all day. I was in pain all day.
Right.
So I was on the couch, literally not moving much. Mm. And usually on Sundays is my training day. Mm. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to pull out. I'm not going to do this. Like, please, I just want to stay in this one position all day. And I know, ladies, you'll relate to that. You find that one, like, good sweet spot, and you just kind of stay there in that position for as many hours as possible.
We're so lucky men, aren't we? I tell you.
So I was going to be like, oh, I was going to tell my trainer, Jason, listen, I'm not feeling it. I'm not going to do it. But then somehow I was like, you know what? Just do it. Just do this workout. Hmm. It may make you feel better at the end of it, because they say it does help when you're feeling this way. You should try to get some exercise in. It makes you feel better.
Mm.
And I ended up going through the session. It was a little bit difficult. I got through it and I felt a million times better afterwards.
Right.
And I was just sitting there afterwards and I just said to myself, you know what, Preeti? Well done to you. You started this day on such a low and you finished with a really good workout. You ate really well despite everything. You were still healthy, got your fitness in, and you feel so much better for it. And I just actually out loud gave myself a pat on the back.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't ever do that. I don't ever out loud go, you know what? Good job, you. Mm. You did well. And I mean appreciating that like little small win. It was right. a very tiny win in yeah. the grand scheme of things, in all the negativity in the world that we have right now and all the things that we should be focusing on. But I feel like it is important to say out loud sometimes, well done, Preeti. Well done, Rossi. Mm. And I think I want to do that for Monday morning right now.
Okay.
0487155444. Congratulate yourself. It could be on anything small. It could be something like, you didn't sleep through your alarm this morning. You washed your hair. Mm. You made the best dinner ever. You managed to make breakfast. What? Honestly, whatever it is, I want to take this time to just congratulate ourselves. So 0487155444. Let's get you on and let's celebrate the little wins, because I think it's really important to do that. And be positive about it, you know?
Yeah, it is very important. It's easy to forget, isn't it? It's like you're just going on to the next thing in a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're busy and that type of thing.
It's like important to just stop and be like, hey, you know what? You did a great job there. Rossi, I'm going to ask you, what do you want to congratulate yourself for?
I'm going to say fitness related again.
Okay.
On Saturday, did 500 burpees.
That's amazing.
Yeah, never thought I'd be able to do it and dreaded it all weekend, but just took it like a little bit at a time and then actually completed it.
How did you feel afterwards?
Amazing. Afterwards, yeah. I had a bit of anxiety going into it and sort of stress and tiredness, but once I'd done it, I felt so much better. So that's mine.
Congratulations for that, Big Rossi. So
Thank you. Let's
get you on next. 0487155444. Let's celebrate the little wins in life.
Let's do it. Here's Panic at the Disco right now. Let's congratulate right now Joel. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Hi, Rossi. Good morning, Preeti. Good morning, Rossi. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Joel. What do you want to congratulate yourself for?
I want to congratulate myself on just completing a workout. So I woke up at around 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I was feeling a little bit down. I was like, no, I might as well go back to sleep and get the workout done or later on in the evening. But then considering I had a long day in front of me, I just woke up and be like, okay, let's do it.
Yes.
You did it.
You did it.
Yes.
Yes, I did it.
So I want you to say, Joel, I want you to say it out loud. Good job, Joel. Say it.
Good job, Joel.
Yay!
Yeah, well done, Joel.
Well done,
that's
man.
That's your pretty pat on the back there. Well done. Let's go with Barak. How are you, Barak?
All good. Thank you, guys. Good morning to all. I managed to walk up 4:45 today, and I did 40 kilometers cycling. Mm. And I congratulate myself, actually, because I feel a bit tired, and I beat myself, and I managed to wake up.
Yay! That's amazing. 40
well
kilometers and waking up at 4:45 is no joke at
all. Hold on. Did he say 40 kilometers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you did 40. I thought you said 14.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. 40.
That's insane.
This is just recovery ride, not a big ride. Yeah, we usually ride 85, 90.
Wow. Oh, okay. Gosh. Well, say it out loud right now. Say, good job, Barak. Say it.
Good job, Barak. Thank you, guys. Thank
well
you.
Done,
well
Barak.
Done, man. Wow, that's insane.
It is insane.
That's a lot of work.
We've got Kylie. Hi, Kylie. You're 15. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, guys. Good morning, Virgin Radio.
Good morning. You're live across the country. Why are you happy this morning? Why do you want to congratulate yourself?
I'm happy this morning because I used to get cramps when I usually go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But now as I start going daily in the morning, going for swimming in the afternoon, and also going at night workout because usually I'm stressed out the whole day. So I started doing these exercises, weights, treadmill. I do treadmill at least 35 kilometers.
Wow. Treadmill. Awesome. That's good.
Wow. You are working out a lot. Jeez.
Yeah. Thank you. And now I have less cramps. So
that's
I'm
good.
Really happy. And I'm like saying, good job, Kylie.
Yeah. Good job, Kylie. I can totally understand that feeling when you finally get to a point where you can manage the pain or get over the pain. So that's really, really great. Well done, Kylie.
Thank you. Thank you, Pretty. Thank you, Rossi.
Good job, good job. That's amazing. 15, I was just like walking to the sweet shop and back, but 35 kilometers on a treadmill. Unbelievable. Good job, Pretty.
Exactly. Remember to celebrate the little wins today and every day. Of course, the devastation of what happened in Beirut last week still holds so prominent, I think, in everyone's minds every single day, right? Mm. Unfortunately, 158 people were killed in that massive explosion. Thousands of people are displaced. There's a lot of political unrest, a lot of protests going on right now, a lot of people asking for change. So much going on. And so many people here, we're so close to Lebanon, were affected as well. One such person is Omar, who's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
First of all, our thoughts and prayers, man, to everyone in Lebanon, to the Lebanese people, and to you and your family as well. How's everything back home?
Well, thank you very much for asking. It's quite a traumatizing period right now, and people are trying to really just grapple with reality and what's happened. You know, with the economic situation having already been in tailspin, this explosion just rocked the city even harder. And, you know, if you were hungry or if you were unable to pull out your money or if you were unable to, you know, feed your family, now you end up without a house. It's pretty bad. I mean, I went there on, I was in Dubai, I live in Dubai. I left there because I wanted to spend some Eid and see my family, who I haven't seen in about 6 months. And I get there on the 29th of July. Luckily, I mean, the stars aligned, but I was supposed to be in my apartment, which is in Ground Zero. I bought my apartment two years ago with the savings, the life savings that I had put together.
Right.
I bought an apartment, which is facing the port. It's one of those two buildings
that are
showing up in the news a lot. And I was supposed to be in that apartment, but, you know, the stars aligned and I ended up being in the mountains with some friends, and the explosion happened, and I felt an earthquake basically up, and you're talking up in the mountain over 1,000 meters.
Oh my gosh.
I felt an earthquake.
Wow.
So everyone starts calling everyone, of course, family, siblings, trying to find my nieces, everyone trying to find kind of their loved ones because everybody was in different places. And luckily, my direct family were all located and safe.
That's good to hear. Yeah,
I went down a day later and went to see my house, and everything I had kind of invested in for the past 3 years, which, and I know it's only physical, and I'm healthy, but completely gone.
No, of course, that's something that you had put poured your life savings into, and then just to kind of see it disappear in an instant, right?
And I know, I mean, for me, first thing is health and wellness, and people finding each other, and minimizing the amount of deaths and injuries. But walking into that house, I realized in my head that had I been there, I probably wouldn't be speaking to you today.
That's just...
Exactly. Like, how thankful are you for obviously being in the mountains at that time? Unbelievable, right?
So thankful, because I wasn't supposed to be. It was almost like a last-minute kind of change of plans.
Wow.
And I ended up there and not in the house. But, you know, I walked through the house, I walked back out, and I really, really, you know, went into shock. I asked my family members to board up everything, to not do much with it, because, you know, there's not much I can do right now with it.
Yeah, of course.
The whole building might come down. You don't know. You need people to assess the situation. But the devastation driving through, because I was in the mountain, as you get closer to Beirut and you start seeing the devastation that this bomb has left in the city and how far out it affected people. It's like, you, as you get closer into Beirut, it's utter devastation.
Absolutely, oh yeah. I mean, the scenes, the pictures, the videos, everything that we're seeing. I think the world is behind Beirut, is behind Lebanon at this point. I know a lot of different countries and organizations around the world are doing their part. I know here in the UAE, we have sent several planes into Lebanon with medical supplies, with food supplies. The UAE is definitely doing their part, you know, standing by the Lebanese people. Now, you returned, Omar, into Dubai. Was it yesterday?
I returned into Dubai, yesterday, yes, but on the 1 a.m. flight.
So right.
To be honest with you, that final day was one of the hardest days for me because I guess I was in shock the whole day, so I was in tears the whole day.
Mm.
And when I get on the flight and then, you know, you land in Dubai and the last thing you're thinking about, obviously, is you're getting your COVID test and everybody's worried about health and everybody's trying to control this virus. And we get to the counter for past immigration where you have that security scanner,
right?
And there's a group of Emiratis standing there giving us white roses,
oh.
And the girl in front of me just breaks down in tears, and I just held it together, and I was like, this is the most touching thing ever. While you could be doing anything else, and while you could be thinking about a million and one problems that you currently have, or that you have to deal with. You're giving us white roses as we come in from Lebanon. I mean, that was so touching for me, and it really made me feel that I'm so happy and lucky that I do have a second home that I could run away to in a time like this, which is the UAE. Many others don't have this. They don't have this opportunity. They don't have this blessing, and I'm really blessed to be here. But that gesture was so touching. Can't imagine. You can't imagine how great it felt. To feel that, you know, they're telling us welcome home and we know you're
That is so beautiful to hear, Omar. Absolutely. I think the UAE is definitely in solidarity. I think the world, as I said, is in solidarity with the people of Lebanon, with the people of Beirut. And we can only pray and hope and help where we can and hope for the best and a better future for such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. Omar, thank you so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thank you, and amen, and we need you all. We need the world to be there. Now we need the world to help us.
100%, man. You take care. I've been listening. Do you listen to podcasts?
I have started to, because I think I'm going to start doing one, but that's another topic.
Okay, we need to discuss that. that is a whole nother discussion. On your own?
No.
With who?
With my co-star, you know.
Your coach?
No, my daughter.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, well, there are some great podcasts out there. Jay does a podcast called Basement Banter, which is really good if you want to hear some cool, like, celeb stories. He just had an episode with Sean Paul, one of our favorites.
I love it, yeah.
Amazing stories. But this other one that I've recently started getting into, it's called Radio Rental. Have you heard about this?
No.
It is the creepiest, scariest podcast I have ever heard, and I don't know why I do it to myself. So... So
when do you listen to these, by the way?
So sometimes when I go for walks, I'm usually out for about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
So I'll listen to it then. It's like a mix of things, music, podcast, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when I'm coloring, which is supposed to be a stress reliever, but then if I listen to this, it's very stressful. So this series is true stories told by the people who live them. Near murders, near kidnaps, like ghost things. Deja vu, like so many different creepy stories.
Right.
And the people who live through it tell the stories.
Why is it called Radio Rental?
I have no idea why it's... Oh, I know why. Wait, I know why. You know the answer to this.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So what's that thing where in London, they have a type of language where they rhyme everything?
Cockney rhyming slang, yeah.
So Radio Rental is the term for apps gone mental.
Absolutely mental.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's Radio Rental, so that's why they call it that.
Ah, so it's from the UK, is it?
Yeah, but it's all American stories. Very strange. But if you're into creepy things like unsolved mysteries and ghost tellings and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to that if you want to freak yourself out.
Oh, don't do that. Just listen to us. We're not telling you to go somewhere
no,
else.
No, not now. Between 6 and 10 a.m., you're not allowed to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
You can listen, I don't know. Well, no, then we've got Sheena on. Well, today it's Eddie. And then we've got Brian. And then we've got Brent. Then we've got Maz and James. So after 10, no, but then after 10, we've got some great music on too.
Maz and James. Yeah.
So in between... Maybe. I don't know when.
I don't know. Just go and listen.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malick's gossip.
What's going on in the goss with Jason Derulo, Pretty?
So his latest video is making everyone's jaws drop. He joined forces with Will Smith for a new viral video that shows the two playing a game of golf indoors. Jason goes for the swing and ends up knocking Will Smith in the face with his golf club.
Oh my gosh.
Will ends up with no front teeth. Have a listen to the moment. This is pretty funny, actually.
It is cool.
Why are you filming, man? No,
so what you do with golf, you put your swing on camera and then you look at it. Set it up. What we're going to do, we're going to get your swing right. So set it up. You got to set it right to the ball. Bend your knees a little bit. Wait, hold it. Don't swing yet.
Oh, God!
How has he done that? Because he opens his mouth right to the camera.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's teeth that are gone. So is it like
After Effects
or something?
Jason's done it before. Remember he was eating corn on a power drill.
Yeah.
And then he lost his two front teeth. Obviously it was all fake. But it's kind of strange. You know what? We'll put up that video on Chris Fade Show on Instagram. You can go and check that out.
Sounds
good. In just a sec. So did Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz already get married? They announced they were engaged last month.
Yeah.
And now the rumor is that they already secretly tied the knot. Why? Because Nicola posted a close-up shot of Brooklyn's hand on her Insta stories and fans noticed a golden band on his ring finger.
Mm.
And you don't normally wear that when you're engaged. So they're saying that, hey, maybe they already got married secretly. The couple is yet to address the speculation that they got, as I said, engaged in July. And in the caption, Brooklyn had written, "I can't wait to be a father," or something like that. So a lot of people are saying maybe they did like a quick shotgun wedding because maybe she's pregnant. Who knows?
Oh,
we'll find out in 9 months.
Yeah.
And finally, this is exciting. Dirty Dancing is getting a sequel.
I love it.
Now, I believe there was other Dirty Dancings in between since 1987, but those don't count because they weren't very good.
No.
So Jennifer Grey this time is going to be starring, and executive producing the project. She, of course, was in the original. Not many details have been released at this point of what's going to be the storyline, but how exciting is that?
It's so good. Everyone loves Dirty Dancing. Oh, no, they don't love that. They love this. Hurry, sorry. Wrong button. What a movie.
So good.
I remember being like 8 with my sister recreating the moment.
No, you did not.
I did. We used to do it. She used to jump off the couch and I used to pick her up. It was many years ago. She's changed a bit now, like, but I used to love this movie. It's so good. I carried a watermelon.
Oh, nobody puts baby in the corner.
I know. With the original cast as well, obviously. No Patrick Swayze, though.
Well, you know, he is.
I know. I wonder who they're going to get to replace him.
I don't know what the storyline is going to be, because obviously Jennifer Grey is a lot older than when the movie first came out in 1987. Maybe she'll be the mom now. Who knows?
She'll be the mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Good story. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Thank you. Here's Marshmallow and Halsey now. Be kind.
So what is going on in Big Rossi's world?
Well, it's not my world. You know, I'm sure that my family members know that when they tell me a story, it's going to go on the radio as content. Everything that I hear most of the time becomes content.
Well, you know, we share our lives here on the Chris Fade Show, so I think it comes with the job description. What happened? Who did what?
Okay, so my sister-in-law, Katie, she's a teacher like my wife, Liz. She lives here in Dubai.
Cute sisters, both teachers.
Yes, she's very nice. She's been going to the gym lately. She's looking fantastic. And she's trying to find a partner.
Aww.
And she's been going various ways about this online, if you would say so.
Like she's open to meeting people. And she's you know, looking for that partner, long life partner, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, because she's, I think she's 30. Is she 30 now? She must be 32 or something like that. So yeah, so she's looking for a life partner. And this one guy came and knocking and said, "I'd like to take you out for a date." And then cancelled on her because he had other plans.
Not nice. Wait, other plans? Okay.
He forgot about a friend's party or something.
Okay.
She gave him another chance and said, "Okay, let's go out. We'll go somewhere, you know." And he said, then sent her a WhatsApp audio note saying, "Sorry, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to do his accent because
you already did.
I'm sorry, I can't do it because I've forgotten that there's a boat party going on, and it's my friend's boat party, and I'm really sorry. So this is two times.
Wow.
He's cancelled on her. Okay. Basically.
Okay.
And then he said, I'd really, really like to take you out another time, but I'm sorry about the last two times, but I really would love this to happen.
What did she say?
Well, she's asking me and my wife what she should do, and that's what I'm asking you for, Pretty, and you listening. What do you think she should do? Should she give him a third chance, or should she just...
Let him go. Okay, so let me get this straight. This guy is the one who initiated the conversation in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes, Katie, you seem like a lovely girl.
Mm.
Do you want to maybe meet for coffee or whatever it is? She goes, yeah, I would love to. And then he cancels.
Yeah, because he had another party.
Which is ridiculous, a ridiculous reason to cancel in the first place. Because if you're making a commitment, you should make sure you're free.
Yeah.
Okay, well, forgive the first time. And then he does it again and said he had a boat party instead?
Yeah, doing it again.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say, cancel, get him out of here.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's like, think about it. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. 04-871-5544. What should she do in this situation? Give him another chance or not?
Mm.
But I feel like you do it once and you feel really bad about it because it's not nice to do that to someone. The next time you set a place and time to meet, you should make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mm.
And if it's happening a second time, you clearly don't care enough. Otherwise, you would put this first.
Yes. That's what I said to her. I said, you should be the first thing that he wants to do. Like when I met Liz, I was like, all the other plans were out the window. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, if you're interested.
That's what my thoughts are, I think. But Nala, did you hear? What do you think she should do? Should she give him another chance?
No.
No?
The ladies are saying no.
Like, I would understand if it was the first time, I would forgive him. But twice and for a party, like not even like a family situation, I wouldn't.
Okay, so that's two no's. Two no's for a second chance.
What should Big Rossi's sister-in-law do? Give this guy a third chance or say goodbye. 04-871-5544.
Sally, good morning. What should she do?
Good morning. She definitely shouldn't give him another chance.
That's
He's
right.
not serious about knowing her.
That's right, girl.
He's not serious.
I'm 35.
Yeah.
No, I'm 35. And if someone cancels on me twice for parties or whatever it is, it's just social gatherings, then definitely he's not serious about knowing me.
Right, because it's not like, if it was like an
it's
important...
It's not normal.
Yeah, if it was like an important milestone kind of thing, like it was a celebration of some kind or a really dear friend's birthday or something like that, first of all, you shouldn't forget that. But, okay, I can let that slide. But if it's just a gathering with a friend or a boat party, come on, get your priorities straight.
Exactly. And even if it's work, for example, I would understand. But for a party, first time, okay, I would understand. Because sometimes I do even do like double appointments or whatever.
Mm.
But then on the second time, definitely, definitely, he's not serious about knowing her.
Okay.
She's better off without him.
That's right, Sally.
Wow, girl power. Love it. Okay, so Sally's saying no. Okay, Sally, thank you very much for that. We've got a guy on. Good. Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Rossi. Morning, busy.
All right, Paul, what do you think? Should Katie give him another chance?
Well, come on, guys. If it's a party boat with my friends and I want to meet a girl, I'll invite her over.
Right? That's true. Bring her as like into the party.
Yes. Absolutely. It's not a party with friends, guys.
Exactly.
He went out with somebody else.
What? So she should be invited to the boat party?
Yeah, like if he was... I like the way that you're thinking, Paul. That's true. If he had another party, he could have said, listen, I completely forgot about it. Would you like to come with me?
Why didn't he do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, that. So that's so Paul, good. A guy who's saying no. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Cheers, mate. Okay. We've got another guy here, so
just
let's go with...
All notes.
Daniel. Daniel, you're a guy. What are you saying?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I definitely say no. I used to be a serial dater as well, and and I met my wife on Tinder. We happily married, and I know exactly how the guys work. If they're not interested, they make excuses.
Okay.
And, so fair enough. The guy should say should go and find somewhere else.
But
it's nose all around.
He's saying I'm sorry, but he's trying to make other plans though for the future though.
Yeah, you know? But he tried doing that and he failed.
Right.
So, no, it's not fair on the girl.
Exactly.
She's lovely. And then he's approaching her first time,
right.
second time. is making excuses. No, it's you need to get better planning, though.
Yeah, okay, so Daniel is saying no. He's no. saying no, okay.
So that's just no. We have not gotten a yes so far.
No yeses? Okay, last one. Maybe this is a yes. Serena, yes or no?
It's a definite no.
Definitely no. And your reasons for that are why?
Well, like everyone said, it was a party. You could have invited her. And definitely you mentioned the online thing, which is a big scene in Dubai. So there is a lot of choices and guys are prone to do that. I've been through it a lot of times. So if there was like a genuine connection and a genuine conversation, he could have invited her to the party. Or if he didn't want to introduce her to the circle, he could have at least the second time said, I'm really sorry, I can't. But at least, can we go for coffee tomorrow morning?
Yes, before the party.
For the nighttime.
Yeah.
Or just try to meet her straight after, like to show that he's really sorry, but he's really genuine about it and that he still wants to meet her.
That's a good idea, That's a good idea, going before the party. You could have done that.
So basically, Rossi, I think you need to deliver the bad news to your sister-in-law that she needs to let this guy go.
Definitely no more. Okay, so I am taking applications.
No, you're no.
I'm trying to get her a husband.
We're not doing this on the radio.
Okay, all right. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it from us, Pretty Malik.
We are out of here. What are plans for the day, Rossi?
Plans for the day are go to the gym.
Yeah.
And go and ice skating.
That's fun.
Yeah, booked ice skating.
That's cute.
So problem is it kills my feet when I do it, though. My feet hurt because they're so big. I can't get shoes to fit me properly. But yeah. So,
big Rossi problems.
See that on Instagram later on. Phone Guy Eddie is up next. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Ready to go.
You got an ad-free 104 on the way?
Yes, sir.
And another chance to win as well.
Yep. The At Home in Dubai.
Get it right. At Home in Dubai. The crazy Russian boss won't be happy if you don't get that right.
Yep, that's another chance for you to win. Make sure you hit our website, virginradiodubai.com, to check out all the wrong answers so you can try to get that two-bedroom villa rent-free for the year.
We've got to get a winner soon, haven't we?
Yeah, for sure.
We need to. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.